Hallelujah. Quickly, I'd like to welcome you to the very last Sunday of the month of April. And by the mercy of God, give the Lord the praise. The month has not been wasted so far. This morning on this subject of taking charge and the frequency of faith, I want to speak very, very quickly on the subject of the release of faith. The release of faith. The objective this morning is to understand the platforms for the release or expression of faith. For the release or the expression of our faith. In Mark chapter 11 and in verse 23, Mark 11, 23, it said, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." Verse 24. "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Now, we have confirmed throughout the scripture that faith is very, very critical to the life of the child of God. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, "The just shall live by his faith." So our whole life hangs on our faith. Life in terms of existence, in terms of quality, in terms of durability, hangs on faith. So faith is very, very critical to the life of the child of God. Now, the first thing I want us to know this morning is that faith is a spiritual force in the heart of a man that must be released to produce desired result. Faith is a force that is basically resident in the heart, but must be released from there to produce desired result. You see, with the heart, man believeth. The way I want you to look at it is, for the sake of securing a nation, let's say, or a security person securing a premises, it is good to have the weapon. And it is good to have the ammunition. But the bullet in the gun is not what causes havoc to the enemy. It's the bullet out of the gun. It must be out. It's a deposit in. But there must be a way in which what is resident in gets out. Am I communicating at all? Many people think that faith, I believe it. I know I cannot do this. I know I can't be that. I just believe it. Just in his heart. It's not enough to have the bullet in the gun. It is important to get the bullet out of the gun to produce desired effect. I like to say also that faith, secondly, faith is not just something we possess. Faith is something we demonstrate.
You don't just possess faith, you demonstrate faith.
It is in the demonstration of faith that we have the manifestation of results. Don't forget this. Many people possess faith in the heart, but the faith has not been sufficiently demonstrated to produce that result. Faith is not just a noun. N-O-U-N. The name of a thing, a place, or a person is not just a noun. Faith is a verb. It's an action. It's an action. Thy faith has made thee whole. Am I communicating? Faith is not just the name of a thing. Faith is an action word. So faith is not just something we possess. Faith is something we demonstrate to produce desired result. And finally, on this note, faith is visible. Faith can be seen. In Mark chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible said Jesus saw their faith. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word to them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, not that he felt their faith, not that he knew their faith, he saw their faith. So faith is what is demonstrated to visibility. It can be seen by God, can be seen by man, it can be seen by the devils. Hallelujah. Amen. You know that if I don't preach beyond what I have just said, it is enough for you to run. That faith is not just what you possess. Faith is what you demonstrate. You demonstrate, you demonstrate it, you demonstrate it, you demonstrate it. I have demonstrated faith countless times. Daily basis, you demonstrate. And it is in the demonstration of faith that there is the manifestation of result. Now, what are the platforms for the demonstration of faith? I have five of them this morning. Number one is the prayer of faith. We demonstrate faith at the place of prayer. It's the prayer of faith. In James chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 15, the Bible says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. What is the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith is the prayer that is based on the word of God. Prayer that is based on the revealed word and will of God. It's not prayer, you're just praying on the basis of sentiment. It's prayer that is word based, because faith is word based. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What is the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith is approaching God in prayer with full conviction on the basis of his word. Hosea chapter 14 and in verse 2, the Bible said, take with you words and turn to the Lord and say unto him, take away all iniquity. Take with you words.
take with you words. Take with you words. Take with you words. Take with you words. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is different from the general sentimental prayer. Lord, you know I've been serving you. All those who came to church with me, they have passed me. What did I do against you? Those are just general prayers. Listen to this. There are prayers you prepare for, like you want to write exam. Yes. There are prayers you prepare for. You sit down to scriptures. One by one by one. The Bible said this. This one said that. And then the light is exploding. The light is exploding. The light is exploding. And as you are connecting light to light to light, by the time you are convinced, it's like a lawyer preparing a major case before a judge. He doesn't just go to court to generally perambulate and then just pander about and wind about. He goes on the basis of constitution. What is written, what is legal, on basis of authorities, laws that have been enacted, cases that have been won in time past, and how they what they rested upon to decide those cases. And then he comes armed before the judge. And he makes major presentations. The other person may have a good case, but not good argument. This one has the case wasn't that good, but the argument was too strong. He knocked out the other guy. Because the judge is not deciding the case on the basis of sentiments. He's deciding the case on the basis of what you plead and on the basis of your evidences and your defense. I've seen good cases that were lost because of the bad presentations of the lawyer. I hear what I'm saying here today. So, that is how it is at a place of prayer. And now, before you now go for that prayer, there are prayers you jot down before you start praying. You jot down how to present it and the scriptures that back it. It's not, you don't just talk based on what comes to your mouth. Father, on the basis of this word, and on the basis of this word, I am saying this and I am saying that. And in the name of Jesus, Satan, clear out. Then you press the matter in tongues. Somebody say, press the matter. Hey! Are you hearing something here at all? I thought it was only my practice until I heard it from Papa Yedefo. That is prayer. That there are prayers you jot down. The points. What you are standing on. What you are standing on that is causing you to pray. The appropriate presentation. And then you have presented it neatly. You go to town in tongues. You might be in that tongue for the next 1 hour. 1.5 hours. You return back to the prayer. This is what I'm saying. I see an explosion of results for somebody. If you are that person, say loud amen. If you are that person, say loud amen. If you are that person, say loud amen. So you release your faith, the faith that is in your heart. You release it at the place of prayer. And I am going to advise everybody, that testimony of that young man was too instructive. They have prayed for him. Something left him, but they placed him on concentrated word. 57 or 50 something messages. He sat on it day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. That will explode your faith. Since 2005, 20 years ago. Until every devil inside him cleared to hell. Breakthrough exploded. The prayers of faith. Number two, number two, you release faith with the decrees and declarations of faith. The decrees and declarations of faith. The decrees and declarations of faith. This one is not necessarily at the place of prayer. This can be on the road. This can be in the room. This can be anytime, anywhere. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark chapter 11 and in verse 23. It says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." He shall have whatsoever he saith. The decrees and the declarations of faith. What is this about? In this case, you are declaring your position in the face of situations of life. Declaring your position. Your scripture, your word-based position. In the face of the situations of life. Declaring your word-based position. Word-based position. In the face. Now, I just read the scripture now in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Psalm 91, verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord." It's not saying, "I will say to the Lord." In this case, I am not necessarily talking to the Lord. "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God in whom I trust." Maybe it's in the face of danger. I am talking to the danger. "The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. You are a useless danger. You can't harm me." I've told you before, the difference between confession, word confession, and declaration. In confession, you are saying, let me take 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 2 Peter 2, 24. "Himself, who his own self bare my sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." When I am confessing, I say, the scripture said, "He took my infirmities on the cross of Calvary. By his stripes, I am healed." So I claim my healing. That is, I'm confessing the scripture. This is declaration. Declaration says, "He took my sins on the cross of Calvary, and what has been taken is not there. I cannot be sick." Based on what I saw in the scripture, I am stating my position. I can't be sick. It doesn't matter how the economy goes. I can't be poor. Because my God supplies my needs according to his riches in glory, not according to the economy of the country. So poverty is not my portion. So you are sitting. That is. So you express your faith in your declaration. It is like saying, "This is the situation of the world, and this is the situation around you. What is your decision?" Waiting where you want. I have placed before you life. I say, my wife knows that I state my position all the time on all things. I knew that no matter how the economy goes, I knew that no matter who is in power, who is out of power, nothing touches us. Because we are running an economy that is not connected, that is not determined from this earth. I am too aware. I'm too aware of it. So when we talk about things that are going wrong and how things should be right, it's not about ourselves. Mbanunu. Are you hearing what I'm saying here at all? Because God schooled us very well. He schooled us in His word. He trained us in His word. He trained us very, very rugged. Whatever God makes us see in the country, He makes us see everywhere. The first time we were in Houston, Texas, and they came to pick us at the airport with dispatch rider in America. I said, hey, this happens here too. And the dispatch riders were up when they come to the junction, they stand on the other junction and can clean the traffic on both sides and one of us in America. The same God unto all is rich unto all. So scripture has universality of applicability. Oibo. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So I want you to hold on to the word. State your position. Declare your position. They say one of our children was born with a congenital defect. It was fully confirmed. Pediatrician had been fully confirmed. I'm a doctor. My wife is a doctor. And so we knew what they were saying and we saw it. And I said, no, every good and perfect gift comes from above. God is the giver of gifts. He doesn't give apple that is rotten. He cannot give you a gift and he brought it damaged. That thing disappeared under 24 hours. It was not repeated the next day. Hallelujah. So these are the platforms, and that is why you must be loaded ready. Going to look for bullets at the sight of the criminal. You waited too long. You may not return back. You may not find yourself, not to talk of finding the gun. Hallelujah. So you are loaded ready. You are loaded ready. You are loaded ready. When situation confronts you, just bullets are flying. Somebody say amen. This is the declarations of faith. The decline. And this, please take your seat. You are saying it for situations to hear. You are saying them for the devils to hear. For the forces of darkness to hear. Faith is released by the decrees and declarations of faith. Number three, positive actions of faith. So, what are the things I am to do to get the faith in my heart to produce results? I am to act it out. And these are positive actions of faith. So, there are faith actions. Obvious faith actions. Whether you like it or not, I'll tell you some stories. Now let's look at this. In Luke chapter 17, verse 10, Luke 17, 10, all the way to verse 14. It says, so likewise, keep going, verse 12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, They were cleansed. Stop there. In the Old Testament, when a leper is cleansed, they ask him to go show himself to the priest. Let the priest confirm that he is cleansed. And let the priest do ceremonial purification for him to reintegrate him back to society. That is the law in Leviticus. When a leper is already cleansed. This one has leprosy on their body. He has not prayed for them yet. They were not cleansed yet. They came to him looking for healing. He told them to do what healed people do. And the challenge is that they did not ask questions. Those who show themselves to the leper, to the priest, they don't have leprosy on their body again. We still have leprosy on our body. Why are you saying we should go and show ourselves to the priest? He said, go, show yourself to the priest. No question. As they went, faith is the switch of power. As they went, not before they went, not after they, as they went, as they took the steps and began to move, bam, power switched on and they were cleansed. So real faith is in action. It's in something you do. The action of faith. I told you the story of this land. God has shown us the revelation of the land, this land, with the landmark that is see the land for the church. Big land. I saw in the revelation of the night. We waited for the land. It didn't show up. We came, tried everything. Oh, they said, who would give you such a land on the airport road? Where will you find it? All manner of it. Until I took a faith action and called our property agent. And I anointed with oil. I said, go to the airport road. When you come to Sanso Place, look right. Our land is there. Go and bring it. Bam. Faith action. He moved and returned back within 1 week. He said, there are over 500 hectares of land there. And they will sell as much as we are ready to buy. I said, what? Let's go. And we came and we saw the lands. And I said, this is the one. It's okay. As much as if you have enough money to buy it, why not? If we sat without acting, we would have been sitting and waiting. But by the time action happened, power switched on. May God show you the action that you need to take to switch on the power. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Bigger, bigger clap and the louder shout of praise. Bigger, bigger clap and the loudest shout of praise. Somebody's story is about to change. If you are the one, say loud amen. What is the action of faith? The action of faith, two things I'll say. First, it is acting your expectation, not your situation. In the action of faith, you are acting your expectation, not your situation. That is what faith is all about. From the word of God, you know that this is your portion. And then you are taking action in line with what you expect. Not in line with what is the reality. It's action of faith. It can apply in any area, financial areas. You made up your mind that you are never going to be a beggar or a borrower. You are going to be a giver. So even on no condition will you want to draw 1 naira and be in debt. You rather carry concrete block on your head. Because you have seen that the borrower is the servant of the lender. And you shall be the servants of no man. We have been tempted to borrow many times. That is not us tempting ourselves, but people coming to tempt us. Area one church. When the back office area only needed 10 million of that time to finish. And then one of the banks came and said, you know what? We can give you money to finish this tower, this place here, this office place. Really? What is the condition? I said, well, condition is not much. Every time after service, you carry the offering and count it with our accountants. And then do bank it. Everybody will have the record. And they will keep doing that until the money is paid. Say, me. As an unbeliever, I was not a beggar. I wasn't a borrower. And now I want to beg and borrow on behalf of God. On the behalf of God. And a bank is coming. It was an insult. When we had our crusade in the stadium, 2007, that same bank arrived. That can they partner with us to hold a crusade? I said, what's the meaning of partnership? He said, well, they will give us some money for the publicity and for other things. I said, so what do you want from us? They said, those big screens at the stadium, their bank advert will be on it, money. I said, so everybody will now look and say, Ashe, this is the bank that has been helping this church. This is the bank that has been giving money to this church. What they wanted to give us for that support was not one tenth of the price of the venue. See that? Not to talk of handbill. Buses. And then we had to. So I asked, who will take the glory for the program? God or bank? Beloved, it is in your action that you are determining your outcome in life. The way you are acting today, you are saying, see today, right now, I mean, we are ready to dare anything. Anything, any single thing. There are testimonies we can't share. Because even some people in church will become angry. They are in church, but they will be... Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Please, just bear that in mind. So, this is, you are acting your expectation, not your situation. I don't have now, but I rather carry concrete on my head than to be a beggar or a borrower. And secondly, it is resisting everything. The action of faith is resisting everything that stands in the way of your result. This is the result I am looking for. This is standing in the way. Your faith is resisting it. Your faith is resisting it. I'll talk more in this regard. I remember the woman from Benin. I'll talk about that in the second service. The action of faith. Positive actions of faith is number three. Number four is accepting the acceptance of word responsibilities. This is like you
You manifest, you demonstrate your faith. You release your faith. Please, I said platforms for the release, all right, for the release of faith. For the release of faith, the release of faith. You release your faith, you demonstrate your faith. Still the same, the release or demonstration of faith. You release your faith by the acceptance of world responsibilities. What do I mean by that? In brackets, you can write functioning in obedience to the word. Well, this is the summary of this point. What to do for every possibility in God, there is a responsibility. You are finding out your responsibilities in the word. Accepting those responsibilities in expectation of divine possibilities. Say that again. Finding out your responsibilities in the word of God, accepting those responsibilities to experience divine possibilities or in expectation of divine possibilities. What is the meaning of that? For everything God wants to do, there is something He wants man to do. God is a covenant-keeping God. All right, let's look at Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, so that we can see responsibility. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country and from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, let me ask a question. I'd like you to look at verse 2 and verse 3 again. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. See, what most of us do in our generation is to take verse 2 and start praying about it. Father, your word says you will make me a great nation. I claim it. Your word says you will bless me. I claim it. Your word says you will make my name great. I claim it. Your word says I shall be a blessing. I claim it. Verse 3. Your word says you will bless them that bless me. I claim it. You will curse them that curse me. I claim it. And in me shall all families of the earth be blessed. Father, I claim it. Let the families of the earth be blessed. Will it ever produce any result? Will that kind of claiming ever produce any result? Answer is capital no in red letter underlined. If Abraham believed in that thing that God said to him, what should Abraham do? Verse 1. Get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Many times we are looking for promises to claim. We are not seeing the premises of those promises. Did you understand what I'm saying? Abraham, do you believe that God wants to make you great? Yes. What are you doing to prove you believe it? You are doing what God said you should do in order for God to do His own. What did God say? He said, get out of your father's house, from your kindred, from this and that, and I will bless you. So what did Abraham do? Number 4, verse 4, and Abraham departed. He was not waiting to claim the promise. He decided to take responsibility. See, so it is in responsibility that you confirm your faith. You don't believe anything God said until you do what He asked you to do. You don't believe it. You wish it. You like what He said, but you don't believe it. That is what demarcates some of us from many people. Many know what to claim. But we look for what to practice. We look for what to act. It's better I don't eat food than not to give God His portion. That's me. I don't know what you can. And this is 39 years since the year of 1986 from high institution. Pocket money of 30 naira. God's portion. It is a rigid law. I can't sign a check from my family until I've signed the tithe check and the giving to the poor and so on. I can't sign a check for myself or for even for food in the house. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's the first to be signed. The same with the church here. We cannot talk of it. No, the accounts of this can't present anything. We need to do this and that until our scriptural financial obligations as a church have been discharged for the month. Somebody say amen. It is not what you read from the Bible that confirms your faith. It's what you did with what you read that proves your faith. Amen. Is God speaking to anybody? Say amen. It's not what you read. It's not what you heard from the preaching that is confirming your faith. Your faith is, I believe that God will bless me if I serve Him. So I dash my God myself. You shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water. So I put my head, my hand, my body, everything inside the service. Let me see the devil that will stop me from being blessed. So I am not claiming Exodus 23:25. I am living it. I am inside it. I don't pray it to happen. How many of you know the game of chess? And those who play draft in the village. If you make a move, do you beg the other person, I'm waiting for you? No. You move, he moves. You move, he moves. That's covenant. I move, God moves. If I've made my move, I don't need to beg Him to move. Somebody say amen. Is anybody getting to that here at all? Lift your right hand and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. I receive the grace to accept responsibility. I receive the grace to know what to do in order to see what you are doing. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. You look at the example in the financial area. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to verse 7. He said, But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. Right? If I want bountifully, that is in the financial area. I take that responsibility. If I believe that God is a supplier, I must fulfill my role as a giver. Except I am thinking that God will cheat me. You know, most times, if I have a tithe to pay, I'm telling you now, and the tithe is $2,300. Let's say I'm giving I would rather make it 2005 and write tithes plus offering. If I have 123,000, let's say, I don't want to say real figures, so that people's hearts can be at peace. If I have 123,000 to give, I would rather make it 125. Or at times 130. Tithes plus offering. Because I have never believed in my life that God can cheat me. I have never believed in my life. I have always believed that if I am in the game of who will outdo each other, it's God who will outdo me. Do you understand what I'm saying? The way we act towards God is a confirmation of how we believe Him. Many of us, it's our doubt of Him that makes us not to do what we need to do. Ola, ola. Have you ever seen children before want to give you brisket? He brings it out and he refunds it. Have you ever seen such children? He said, Uncle, take this chocolate. You are bringing your hand and he just returns it back. Say, what changed? Why did you change your mind? I don't know why children do like that, but they are just setting uncertainty in their mind. Because I don't know what entered their mind to cheat. That's how some of us behave. The way you act in the things of God is a confirmation of how you believe. Am I communicating at all? So you find out what you are to do, your responsibilities. When God says, I will do this, but you should do this, you confirm that you believe God by doing what He asks you to do. Even when you haven't seen His own replies yet, even when you haven't seen the results yet, but you believe that God cannot say, if you do this, I will do this, and you have done this, and God refused to do that. He can't deceive you. Someone say amen. I don't know if I understood your language, I would have explained it in the vernacular so you can understand what I'm saying. Amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your word today for a change of story in the name of Jesus. Finally, this looks very minimal, but it is called the praise of faith. I have not seen a real faith person who is not a praiser. I have not seen a real faith person who is not a praiser. And there are two foci or focuses of praise. First is praising Him to get Him to act. Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. At the wall of Jericho, the people shouted, the wall collapsed. Faith praises God, moving Him into action. Second, is praising Him in advance of what He will do. He hasn't done it yet, but you are so sure that He will do it that you decided to praise Him ahead. That is faith in operation. That was what the 10 lepers did. In Luke chapter 17 verse 12. They went ahead to praise God, to show appreciation for what God has not yet done. But they are so sure He will do it that they went ahead to praise. That is the praise of faith. Psalm 106 and in verse 12 said this. They believed His word, they sang His praise. Them believed there is what? They sang His praise. Hallelujah. That is praise. That's why some of us are praising all the time, because we believe God for the impossible all the time. Start with Papoyedeko. You see Him praising God. Hallelujah. He's alive. Mike Murdoch said he sat with Him in the car. He sat with God's servant, Papoyedeko, one day,
And he counted the number of times. He said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is faithful. He counted it almost 70-something times in a short drive. You know, Mike Murdock is very meticulous. He was just, let me find out what is this man doing. Hallelujah. Simitrigus, what? Exuberant man of faith. Was always excited. Beloved brothers and sisters, you release your faith on these five platforms. The first is the prayer of faith. The second, the decrees and the declaration of faith. The third, positive actions of faith. The fourth, the acceptance of world responsibilities. The fifth is the praise of faith. I gave scriptures, I'm not sure why you didn't write them down. Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. And also Luke chapter 17, verse 12 to verse 14. We're going to begin with the last one, which is the praise of faith. But I believe that somebody heard something today. And you, if you are that one, you will say aloud, amen. I want you to go and load yourself with the word. I want you to go and calculate your prayers before you rush into praying. I want you to proceed in the decrees and declarations of faith, in the faith of various situations. I want you to proceed in positive actions of faith, and let the praise of faith be your portion. I'm going to take the flip side of this same message in the second service because of how important it is. Different scriptures, different illustrations. Somebody is blessed, say amen. Who is the most blessed person here this morning? Can we afford at least 7 minutes of praise of faith? Just 7 minutes of the praise of faith. Before we do that, stand upon your feet. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor for his word to us this morning. Let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. El Ayon, thank you. El Shaddai, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands up everywhere you are. And pray this prayer after me and say, Father. Say it loud and say, Father. Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me this morning.
To me this morning.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Today I come before you.
Today I come before you.
And I am asking you.
I'm asking you.
To help me.
To help me.
To release my faith,
to see
desired results. Help me with the discipline of your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this life-changing word. I know my life can never remain the same. And I receive the grace to function in Jesus' name. Go ahead and speak to God. Precious name. Lord, reveal to me the relevant actions of faith that will produce desired results in my life. Are you ready? Whatever you are trusting God for, there may be a step you need to take, an action step that will explode in result and cut your answers. Lift your hands and voice and say, Father, I ask that you open me up to the relevant actions of faith that will produce desired results for my life. In the name of Jesus, the relevant actions of faith, help me to know, help me to see the
actions. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus,
one of the actions that is confirmed will produce any result is the action of soul winning. John chapter 15 verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go bring forth fruit, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Whatever. Issues about yourself, about your children, about your family. Whatever. Action. Luke chapter 22 verse 35. So when you went out without purse and scrip, that is when I sent you to go win souls, did you lack anything? When you say lack anything, it's not talking of money. Anything. Nothing. Action of soul winning. If you believe that God will handle everything about your life, if you take that action, that confirms you believe it. See how busy we are. I'm sure you know slightly how busy we are. Finished from night vigil. And then we went on crusade again yesterday night. Some of you saw it. Can you show it on the screen? If you have it.
After this meeting, God is about to elevate you, promote you, advance you. He's about to shift your life and extend his hand of goodness and mercy upon you in the name of Jesus.
You left London last week.
You came with an affliction in your body.
And you did not go to New York. You went to Dakibu.
On the knee or on the ankle joint. Just check it. Do what you couldn't do before. Pain in your chest. Now the pain is gone. You can't feel it again.
But this is the
you can.
Yes. For 1 month now, we have suffered from very specific pain around our left knee joint.
Yes.
And then at the instance of that, we said this procedure in that condition. So at the instance of that declaration,
it's okay. We can stop because of time.
Yes. And right now,
you can see how international the place is looking. That is where to leave London to come and preach. Do you understand what I'm saying? And somebody sees you and envy you for what God is doing in your life. When was the last time you did such a thing? You don't have my routine. You want my result. You don't have my schedule. You want my success. You are not following my habit and you want to be in my habitat. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no gift of miracle. It's a walking. Walking. It has to be walked. So we're going to pray. Father, I receive the mantle to obey you. To obey your word in soul winning. To obey your word in changing lives. To obey your word in rescuing the lost. I believe you and I will go on assignment. Lift your hands and voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to obey your word.
To obey your word.
To obey your word.
In soul winning.
To obey your word.
In rescuing the lost.
I receive the grace. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. To obey your word in soul winning. To obey your word in rescuing the lost. I receive the grace to obey your word in soul winning. Grace to obey in rescuing the lost. Grace to hit the road running. I receive that grace. In Jesus' precious name.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love thee. I think that's Psalm 122, verse 7 or verse 9. We're going to pray for those who love their nation prosper. They shall prosper that love thee. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, we pray for our nation, Nigeria. We ask for the arrest of every demon of bloodshed, of banditry, of terrorism. We ask that the blood of Jesus will resist the demons of bloodshed, the demons of banditry, of headsmen attack. We also ask for the judgment of every participator, every participant, the judgment of every collaborator, of every sponsor of bloodshed in Nigeria by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, open your mouth, pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Even though our time is short, but at least let's take 7 minutes of the praise of faith. Anything you are trusting God for, dance as if it has happened. Celebrate it. While we are doing that, if you have a testimony that is striking and is pending, and you want to use this opportunity, it's called Testimonies and Thanksgiving Service, and you want to let us know, please one of our ministers will meet with you. And I want to announce to you, what you are about to dance for will happen for you in the next 24 hours. And under the next 7 days, for some of us, it will happen. Go ahead and tell somebody, go out, say, get ready. Get ready for your manifestation. As a show of precision. Let's go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just one moment. There is a way we carry ourselves on Sunday morning. Very well dressed and very composed. But I'd like you to scatter it a little bit if possible. Alright? As if you are in healing and deliverance service or you are in night vision. Alright? Just scatter it a little bit. Just let some steps be allowed. Alright? You are not dancing for where you are, but you are celebrating for what God is about to do. And you are sure you will do it. 7 minutes. Start again. Go, 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 go.
I'm not afraid to be calm. You make me feel.
here to show locations at a time like this, especially when we're singing the Ghana songs. I thought that the natural thing to do with normal mindset is to show the Ghana church while they are celebrating and dancing their songs. That's the normal thing, sensible thing to do. And so while we continue for the next 30 seconds, ensure you give the location the opportunity to see themselves in the celebration. Let's go.
In your life for protect. I see doors open. Marital doors, doors of the womb, financial doors, career doors. I see fresh oil and fresh grace. And I decree today, the reason why you celebrated God just now is fulfillable. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Take a seat. At the end of the service, please, I would like to know from the media why they have still not carried out the instruction of showing the locations. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Our sister Queen, 2 nights ago at the Garment of Favor, commanded midnight prayer. She, after that declaration, she had a dream where she saw herself dressed in white but stained. And in that encounter, she saw a man pulled off that stained garment and gave her a new one. Before then, prior to that, she had been suffering from depression, rejection, disappointment. But after that day, her joy is restored and prayer life jacked up.
Jesus, precious name. May I set you free from every spiritual relationship. Yes, go ahead. Sharp, sharp, sharp.
Sister Divine.
We have 52 seconds.
Sister Divine came into this year very broke, battered, shattered, scattered, ruptured, tortured, nothing working. But she connected to every declaration on this mountain, and January, February, March, it has been back-to-back favor. Wow. And last week, she sealed a deal with many zeros. She said life turned around.
Wow.
And smiling by
financial. Congratulations. No wonder you are smiling permanently. Many zeros does not call for frowning.
Also, Sister Iberi, 6 months ago, suffered from tuberculosis. went everywhere, all manner of medication, but defied any result. But a word came on this mountain, one of the healing and deliverance service, and 6 months tuberculosis blasted back.
Leave! Jesus' precious name. Spirit of death and spell of death is cancelled. Fulfill your days. Yes. Please, any other person will be in the next service for the sake of time. Yes, go ahead. Aside this.
Our brother said, for 14 years, as a young person, he understood that he's supposed to be a medical doctor. For 14 years, he pursued it. He even had to read another course. Came back, they gave him the admission. He went there, the school changed it. As he came into this commission, 23, things began to unfold as the word began to hit him strongly. Even in the dream, he saw himself got admission. As we are talking now, he's a medical student in one of the universities. And he has
congratulations. I'm happy for people like you who never give up on your dream. And you know this is what God wants and you pursue it. Even after 14 years.
14 years.
Gone. I know of someone who became a medical doctor, I think at the age of 75 or something. Oh yes, went to school. Said, doctor he will be. And he did. It can be any other course. But if you know that that is your passion, then don't let any devil take you. Go finish it. You've started it, you shall finish it. Jesus' precious name.
Our sister Blessed said, every time she will be involved in serious cobweb attack, even on the road, anywhere, when she entered the maturity class, that was one request. And the word came just a couple of days back at the commanded midnight prayer, and today that affliction has been checked back to her.
Over and her.
Our sister said, as she began to grow, even in the Lord, she began to experience beautiful gifts of the Holy Ghost, then entered one so-called prophetic church. They laid hands on her and she lost everything.
Yes, she mentioned it in the testimony the other day.
But as she got involved in this commission, the Lord brought her to this commission and at the maturity class, had an encounter with the servants of the Lord. And today, the Lord has restored all that gifts.
Lift up your hands. Not all that glitters is gold. Everything inside the water is not fish.
Yes, sir.
Some are crocodiles.
God's servant just spoke on soul winning. Our brother Abdul came to this church a few months ago and his friend said, we heard you have gone to church, we'll give you a few days. And they started mocking him and they left him. He deals in aluminium work and he was part of the squad 1,000 back to back on the field for souls. And last week, God, for the first time, God opened his door, a contract of over ₦500,000 cooling in his account right
get
now.
Get ready, more to come. Fresh fire, fresh grace, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, sir. Our brother said God broke the yoke of marital delays. He said for the past 10 years, he's been back and forth, no success, until he attended the SSS.
He's been single, trying to get married.
Yes, sir.
For 10 years. Marital delay of 10 years.
Yes, sir. Singles summit and then the MMM that held a couple of days ago. He said on the 19th of this month, he's gone and done his traditional marriage and he's set for the white wedding. That yoke was broken.
That is at a frequency of fire. Congratulations. When is the wedding?
Blessing of marriage today.
Okay, all right. Congratulations. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for establishing him in Jesus' name. Amen. I was trying to apply for the post of Master of Ceremony. You don't think I can do it? Yeah, you have to put it in writing in case somebody already occupied the post. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed here today, say loud amen. Anybody blessed here, say loud amen. You are blessed, shout the loud, but say amen. Everywhere you are this morning, you have not yet given your life to Christ. Right. All right, let's take that and then I'll get a very important announcement. You have not yet given your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I backslid and I want to return back to God. Or I am bound with drugs, alcoholism, tobacco smoking, Indian hemp, bound with crack, masturbation, lesbianism, fraud, gambling. Something bound me and I want to be free.
or you just want to give your life to Jesus, you've been going to church, but you are just a churchgoer. You want to be a real, genuine Christian. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Today I go forward, ever backward, never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.